USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have more information from last hour's breaking news. The Pentagon is reporting there's been two large explosions outside Kabul Airport in Afghanistan. One explosion was outside the Abbey Gate at the airport. The second explosion was about 200 yards from another gate near the Baron Hotel. It's unclear how much time elapsed between the explosions. Three U.S. Marines were injured in the blast as they were on the line at the Abbey Gate. The Baron Hotel was the location last Friday where U.S. helicopters flew 169 people to safety. The White House was warning of an imminent threat hours ago and warned everyone around the Kabul airport to leave the area. An offshoot of ISIS, called ISIS-K, the K being their province in Afghanistan, was a group identified with the early warning. Again, the Pentagon is reporting there's been two large explosions outside Kabul Airport in Afghanistan. One explosion was just outside the Abbey Gate at the airport. The second explosion was about 200 yards from another gate near the Baron Hotel. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
What did U.S. lawmakers learn from visiting the Kabul airport this week? Dan Naraki reports.
A pair of American lawmakers who made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan to witness the evacuations from Kabul's airport firsthand are on their way back to the United States. Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts and Peter Meyer of Michigan have received backlash from both parties, accusing them of needlessly taking up resources on the ground. Meyer told Fox News that he wanted to share with the American people the stories of heroism he saw from American personnel during his time in the country.
You have individuals there in Kabul who evacuated the U.S. embassy with moments' notice. I know soldiers who left behind their boots. They're wearing tennis shoes right now. Others who are in the same uniform they had when they evacuated the embassy 2 weeks ago because they didn't have time to grab their rucksack. They went right into Kabul Airport, into chaos and pandemonium and tens of thousands overrunning the runway, and then pivoted to not only negotiating and having to deal with the Taliban as frankly a security partner rather than adversary, but also execute one of the most complicated logistical feats and probably the largest airlift in human history.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Kamala Harris, nearly 2,900 miles from the chaos in Afghanistan, talks about the Biden administration's concerns Wednesday from Vietnam.
Our highest priority right now is evacuating American citizens, evacuating Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are at risk, with a priority around women and children. And we have made significant progress in that regard. I believe it's since August 14th, I believe, we have evacuated over 80,000 people, and as you know, each day and night we continue to evacuate thousands of people, understanding that it is risky for them to be there. It is a dangerous and difficult mission, but it must be seen through, and we intend to see it through as best as we can.
A study of 400,000 people overseas is revealing one of the COVID-19 vaccines is waning in its protection with time.
A new study says protection against COVID-19 is waning among those who received the Pfizer vaccine. The UK study of 400,000 individuals who got both doses shows 88% effectiveness for a month after receiving the shots. However, the study says effectiveness fell to 74% 5 or 6 months after getting both Pfizer doses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.